Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. We'd like to welcome everybody to Chaos Blog Society. Second night of the revival. And we're going to conclude with 1:30 tomorrow morning and afternoon. Thank you, Anna. And we just want to say welcome everyone watching on Facebook Live and listening on the radio on Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Over the London people, over in Germany, the Bahamas. I believe there's a prison or prison that's listening as well. From what I understand, one of the sponsors sent out a call card, I think, called in to the number to listen to the service tonight. So we hope that everyone gets something from the word tonight, something from praise and worship tonight. Something from God. Because how many of you know we serve a great God?
Yeah.
We serve an outstanding God. You cannot live with a better man, person, entity, whatever you want to call Jesus Christ. But he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the great God, the sixth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
And all the just got to take the money to.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
He's going to get behind him. You know, so he's going to be like, if you don't ask that his lovely wife, Keisha, she will come up and be to you. Amen.
All right. Amen.
Giving over to God every morning.
Look at that.
This man is a great man.
Yeah.
And I thank God for allowing him to come back into my life at this stage in my life. God knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
So I thank God for bringing him into my life. He pushes me to be greater.
Yeah.
She was at the Baptist church.
Yeah.
And she was one of the members that if it was intercessory prayer, she was on the team.
Uh-huh.
She was in the choir. She was on the usher board. And when we gave out groceries every week, she was down in the basement making sure the bags would be put out.
Yeah.
Whatever was going on in the church, just the main man.
Right
there. All right now. When prayer needed to be prayed, she was right there. And when my father was preaching or whatever was going on, there would be a few people that he could talk to on the phone. Sister Mae was one of the people. Now, she didn't have a title in the church. She wasn't no deaconess. She wasn't no elder, wife. And she was just Sister Mae. You know what I'm talking about. This good old host that when they come to church, they ain't playing. And whatever they put their hands to. And I know it's all Star Weekend, and I told them that I wanted to honor their mother, because when we were growing up, when we played in the church, we were passing notes around. I don't live in today's church, but we could sit in the back, just the name would be that. She would never say nothing to us, but she would always go tell my dad. And my dad would tell me, what was y'all doing in church? Well, now you know. Well, Sister Mae was. That's what she would do. She could see us from the fire station.
Yeah.
But Sister Mae had an impact on a lot of people's lives because of Jesus. From since I was little, all the way up to Jesus, all the way in the church.
Yeah.
Let's just say amen. So for all the Sister Mae that gave me taste to you, I just want to say thank you for sharing your mother.
Yeah.
And I think that God be led to honor your mother. I just want to put that out there since I'm in revival.
Yeah.
They're doing what they're doing. I'm not even telling you this, but I am a little chaos. But Sister Mae, I just think she should have a picture on the wall. All she did in the church. Amen. I got another brother I want to talk about back in my youth. This brother's still alive. He's still preaching. If you can hear him on the chaos show, on my chaos show on Wednesdays and Sundays, Elder was talking.
Yeah.
He's still kicking, almost pushing. He's not quite 80 yet, but he's pushing, and he's still preaching the word of God.
Yeah.
Now, he saw me when I was already. I was about 5-6 years old, one of my daddy's elders. Now, all of my daddy's elders that he appointed was the Lord was on his knees, the only one that's been there with me to my team.
Wow.
I'm going to talk to him now. He was 20. When my first marriage didn't work, he was right there praying right along with me. When I got married to my queen now, he was right there performing the ceremony.
Yeah.
When I went to his marriage, he's been right there every step of the way.
Yeah.
Now that's an elder.
Yeah.
That's not a friend. That's a brother. And because my father and him served in the ministry together, he feels it's his job
right to
look over me.
Right.
As a young adult. As an older, if I get out of line, you can tell me what's coming down.
Yeah.
So when I say that I'm not a survivor, and I got all my Facebook and all the talk people listening to me, each and every one have a picture on the wall at that time.
Yeah.
I don't know what they know or not. They don't talk to me. You know, my dad put pictures in that wall. I'm going to pay that for a came by. But I'm going to leave it alone. But he should have a face on the wall for all the souls that he. And when he's on Wednesday and Sunday, he's in London, he's in Germany,
yeah.
And he's in Nashville.
Yeah.
Just so they know, from the basement of his house, he's reaching all those souls.
Yeah.
From the basement of his house. Yeah. And for all the souls that he's got saved down in the trouble county, he should have a picture on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to preach wrong. I promise you, I heard from my son and my wife, he said, I was home with your dad, and I didn't preach. So I said, I'm going to get out of the way. But tonight, I think, providers, we got to have one good testimony. Amen. Followed up by one good song. Followed up by one good shot. That's how we're going to be in the service tonight. Tonight, I got another all-star friend of mine, just the wisdom. She's in the back. Before you come up, I just want to say a few words.
Yes.
Every time we on the radio, Sister Elizabeth is
sports. That's
beautiful. Now, if you hear testing going in the background, that's just the wisdom common of every life going on in the service. It's all right because now she can do it.
Yeah.
everyone else can't do that. I got to get rid of her. But she tried to do that because she's been I'm not going to say a friend. She's been a sister.
That's beautiful.
And when you're a sister and you support in good times and bad times,
yeah.
I think that I should allow her.
Yeah.
Because she's been a good friend for my wife.
Yeah.
And every time I call, whatever I ask her to do, need her to do, she will do it. Kind of remind me of Sister Mary. That's why I wanted her to come up and give a quick testimony.
Amen.
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 So I'm going to have Sister Winston. This is Sister Winston, my wife's friend. A Walmart lady. Come on up and just give us a testimony.
Amen.
And I will.
Amen.
Oh, I forgot that she's from the islands too. She's here in Georgia. She's from the islands. You give her a tell
her. Good night. It's my privilege and honor to be here. As you know, I know Keith and Eric. I've known them for years. I can see the Lord working in them.
Yeah.
I can see the ministry.
Yeah.
He has birthed in them.
Uh-huh.
And I think about that. And I testify the goodness of the Lord because I know I was in a car accident several years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's only God,
yeah.
God,
yeah.
for His grace. And I will stand here and say, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Nothing but thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
But as the prophet said, as I look on tonight, I'm reminded of an old girl where the pastor said, when you were on the race, you look in the stand and see the great men and women of God cheering you on.
Yeah.
Which means you see the Apostle Paul cheering you on.
Yeah.
The Apostle Peter cheering you on.
Yeah.
Naomi, Ruth, Esther, Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
Mary.
Uh-huh.
Christ.
Journey on.
All the great men and women cheering
yeah.
you on.
Journey on. Uh-huh.
And we need that.
Yeah.
So the days get rough. The days get rocky.
Amen.
The days get crazy.
Yeah.
The days get shaky.
Yeah.
And some days are like, Lord, you up there?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Uh-huh.
But we got to trust Him.
And journey on.
Never, ever leave us alone.
Yeah.
And I am privileged to know He's up there. Mm-hmm. I encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
So that people have been in ministry.
Yeah.
And that people have been in my life. I can say, sis, can I talk? And it's a conversation that is not only encouraging, but it's fulfilling and teaching.
Yeah.
And when I tune in one night, I'm going to learn something.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here fiddling my toes and fix it nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something that's going to identify with my spirit.
Yeah.
Right. And there's always a song in that one. I'm too sad that I can't.
Oh, look at that.
I'm not
coming.
When I hear the and it's really true. Somebody ought to testify about the goodness of God.
Yeah.
I thank you for this opportunity. And you have a wonderful evening.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Beautiful.
I want to, before I get my man up here, exquisite design. That's who designed all my teachers. Exquisite design. That's why we should get asked. Exquisite design. Got my teachers. Amen. I want to send a special shout out to them because they brought a gift to the church tonight before we got started. So, I play with a lot of people around myself around. And they're good, awesome people. And I know my mom will watch it tonight. I didn't forget the thing you said about my wife. I'm going to do that before I get scripture.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, just in case you get impatient and get something out of my question. I'm working my way up to this.
Right.
I know my son said, don't be wrong with me tonight. And he's just a long way tonight. But that's fine. So I just want everyone to be in I want you to feel what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
Because I feel it. And I promise you, once you hear what I'm feeling tonight, he's going to be home.
Yes, sir.
He just going to want to hear. Amen. But I'm going to have a man come on out.
Come on, Deacon.
Come on, Deacon.
All right, Deacon.
All right.
The reason I'm having to show up is because I got my own they don't think we know how to play the style. Here in Atlanta. They think we don't know there's only places on our crazy side. But we about to show them what's going
on. Go ahead, Deacon Bourbon.
Come on, Deacon. I'm glad to see you.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Uh-huh.
I ain't been here in a long time.
Yeah.
I said I ain't been here in a long time.
Uh-huh.
But I'm gonna share this testimony before.
Uh-huh.
My brother put me on the spot, right?
Yeah.
The Bible said always be ready.
Ready.
And I always carry on. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna share this testimony with you. About last month. Your devil was already had. He creeped through my front door.
Creep, creep.
He put his hands on my wife. Now, when the devil put his hands on the wife,
uh-huh.
And being the man,
yeah.
I tried to protect him.
That's right.
But then that old devil, listen to me, that old devil, he put his hands on me.
Uh-huh. Watch out now.
And he gave us that COVID-19.
Look at
that. And we both got sick.
Yes,
we had to separate. Me and my wife had never separated in some of the seven things in our life.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit hard for me.
Watch out there, brother. Watch out.
Wife told me, you sleep in the main room and I sleep in the guest room. I said, no, what is that? I don't know how much I'll be able to do it. But I had to do it.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be going Monday for procedure.
Uh-huh.
And I called the doctor
to
make sure the COVID was over. And he called me back and said, you were next. I said, thank you. Thank you. You walk through my household. Thank you, Jesus. For spare my life just one more time. But I can come into your house and give you all the praise. And I just want to share that testimony with you. I was missing church so much. But as time to God said, it ain't time to go back.
Right.
I got off. I had open heart surgery. That was 2010. So I had to be very careful how I do my thing.
Right.
But the Lord said, the time is now.
Time is now.
I said, the Lord said, the time is now. Yo, I'm home. Yo, like I said, yo, put me on the stage. So,
you want to say?
I'm going to go ahead.
You want that?
And I'm going to say the song that the Lord has put on my heart to sing.
Yeah, sing it, Virgil.
God has.
Yes, he has.
Smile on me.
Oh, look it out. Look it out.
He has set me free.
Oh,
God. Smiled on me. He's been so good. God smiled on me. He has set me free. God, my God, smiled on me. Even though you know what, church?
What's that?
I treat you just as I was. 3 days.
are already starting to get here. And he ain't even left. If you get the drunk, you can't be calling. I got to get on somebody's nerves. Okay. Next Thursday, Friday. But I'm going to go ahead and get on with my family. My wife, my girlfriend, my best friend. I would bring up here to practice the rest of my life for her.
That's right.
And her support. And you're not responsible. And I always say, because you guys don't see the back, the behind the scenes.
Right.
The conversation.
Right.
Sometimes I know she look at me like, like you really a preacher stand with the fan. But see, as preachers, and I'm not saying all the lies, but sometimes we get a little frustrated sometimes. And we just gotta say stuff. And if I can't say it to my wife, who I'm gonna say it to? If I say it to Deacon Stan, he may tell Pastor. If I tell Pastor, he may tell Deacon Stan. No, I know my man Deacon, he's taller than the rock. That's my brother right there. My wife is my rock.
There you go.
And when I thank the bishop and first lady of Prince Tabernacle, you don't know the story of Jesus in Bible. Now, the pastor knows when he first talked to me, he knows where we're at. He knows the shape we were in. And to see where we are now.
My wife would die. I don't mess with her.
But I ended up taking some super cold food because my mama, it was just something about taste stuff.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah.
And why did you think, I don't know what that's about. There's something about your mom.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, we need to be respectful to the mother.
That's right.
Amen. And that's just the mother of the church. Because there's a lot of wisdom. There's a lot of knowledge. We can't just put them back.
Right.
We need to hear. We need to test them. Let them testify.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. We got to do it. I said, I went home, and I'm going to ask you to find your hands and let your prayers as you're ready to get into the word. Father God, we just want to thank you for tonight, Father God. Father God, we want to thank you, first and foremost, Father God, for your presence being here tonight, Father God. And Father God, we want to thank you for being in this place right now. And Father God, I ask that you hide me behind the cross, Father. That I might not be seeing what your word is. Father God, is there anything in me that's not right? I ask that you send me right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you just give me the wisdom and the knowledge to write the divine judgment. And Father God, give the listeners to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say, amen.
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 Great job.
We're going to start Hebrews. You ain't got to turn to Hebrews, but why you? I'm going to go to Hebrews 13 and 8 in a minute. We'll go to Joshua 3:5.
Okay.
And Hebrews, go to Joshua 3:5. But in Hebrews 13:8 is a very familiar scripture. And it says Jesus Christ the same yesterday.
That's it.
And today. And forever.
That's it.
Amen. I just want to get it again for me before I go where I want to go. I want to thank all the elders and deacons. Everyone that's here, Avengers, Blue Red, the Shives, you, the 98 man.
Yeah.
I hear you pushing.
Uh-oh.
I hear you. You say amen, I keep saying that pushing.
Right.
I got to preach. Hebrews 13, they said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then we're going to go to Joshua chapter 3. And tonight, if I would use the title, I'm going to use crossing over.
Okay, right now.
Crossing over. Yeah. Joshua 3:5. When we get it, I want everyone to say this reading. Joshua 3:5. When we get it. Thank you. And again, I want to be with the very much just thank you. Crossing over.
Work too much.
First time we're going to be on.
Right.
Amen. Everybody got it?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to read all three. One, two, three. And Joshua said
to the people,
sanctify
yourselves for
tomorrow, the Lord will be
among you.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, sir.
Crossing over. This was Joshua getting ready to cross over the Jordan River.
Uh-huh.
And when he was getting ready to cross over, the Jordan River. Joshua, he got a resemblance. And I hope I got some Bible time. That ain't that time to teach all of this. Joshua was enrolled with Moses when Moses was getting ready to cross over the Red Sea.
Okay.
So when Moses was getting ready to cross over the Red Sea, Joshua was with him. So Joshua had some knowledge about crossing over.
Okay.
Amen. And tonight, as we in revival, some of us know about crossing over.
Yeah.
Some of us know about certain things because we did it in the house of the Lord for a long time.
Uh-huh.
So Joshua was with Moses, and Moses and them was crossing over. They crossed over.
Yes, sir.
But when they crossed over, they never gave it to the house.
Come on.
When they crossed over with Moses, they were murmuring and complaining because they had just left. They had just left the Egypt, and they were going to cross over the Red Sea, and they had mountains on the side of them, and they had Pharaoh's army behind them, and they had the Red Sea in front of them.
Yeah.
And as they was getting ready to cross over, they were murmuring and they were complaining, but they were going to their destiny. And they got to their destiny because Moses talked to God, and God split the Red Sea. But when they crossed over to murmur and complain.
Yes, sir.
But they didn't make it to their promised land. That sounds like church. Now you got the Joshua generation.
Yeah.
The Joshua generation, when they were getting phrase, to cross over the Jordan water, there was a thing that he did a little differently than what Moses. Because when the Moses generation, you got to understand something, they were enslaved. And when they got free from being enslaved, and they got away from Pharaoh and them, getting ready to fall to their freedom, they started complaining about the stuff that was in front of them. So when you got a destiny to go through, the Lord will split the Red Sea for you. And even though he split the Red Sea and they walked on dry land, just to get over there, just to wonder before we
leave. Yeah.
You see where I'm going with now, right? Church people, 2021, that's been crossed over the Red Sea for years after years. All you hear for is murmuring and complaining, and then the Lord has already blessed you. The Lord has blessed you because you're here right now.
Yeah.
The Lord has blessed you because you woke up with breath in your body. The Lord has blessed you, but yet we still complain, murmuring, and doubting our God. So that will help you. But the Joshua generation had a different attitude. And you see where I'm going with this, because in 2021, you got to have a different attitude. Yes, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but the attitude of the people got to be a little bit different. You can't do it like the mama and the daddy did, because they got no temperature. But the Joshua generation, what Joshua did was this. He took the priest, he told the priest, he told the priest to lift up the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is a resemble of praise. So he told them, because it was in an overflow state, as soon as the priest touched the waters, it was split.
Yeah.
And then he go across. So what happens is, you got to understand, the Ark of the Covenant represents God's praise. You got to understand, when you cross over, you got to cross over with a praise.
Yeah.
When you cross over, you got to cross over with a praise. Moses generation crossed over. So when they crossed over, they just crossed over in a confused state. The church is in a confused state. They don't know if they want to be men or women. They don't know if they want to be boys or girls. But we're confused if we don't want to talk about it. That's why we haven't got to a problem. But the Joshua generation took the off of the building. They lifted it up. They were praising God. And when you start praising God, something begins to happen. When you praise Him, when you praise Him, He takes over. He takes control. And when they step in the water begins to split. And when they cross over to their destiny, they walk on dry land. They made it to the next. They made it to where they were supposed to go. The oldest generation crossed over just to wonder. I want to know if you come to church tonight just to wonder. If you come to church just to doubt. If you come to church tonight just to say we made it here, and that's it. That's the wrong with church folks today. Oh, keep it out too long. It's time to, when you get ready to cross over to the North River, you got to lift up the heart. And when you lift up the heart, you got to start praising God. And when you start praising God, you start believing God. When you start believing God, you start moving with God. When you start moving with God, the joy inside you begins to rev up a little bit. I got a little bit of joy. These oldest generations didn't have no joy. They just went over here complaining about stuff. They were over here talking about stuff. Why did we have to come this far? We could have died in Egypt and been buried, but we got to be drowned in the water. We could have had a good death back there.
Yeah.
We could have stayed slaves back there.
Yeah.
Moses had to tell them to shut up,
yeah,
put the rod up, and split, and then they walked over it just to murmur, just to complain. We know how church folks. When we come to church, we say amen every now and then. We say this and that. But if you really, really, really wanted to cross over, you're going to cross over with a prayer.
Yes,
you're
going to
cross over with a prayer.
Yes,
because the praise blocked
your doubt. Yeah.
The praise blocked your doubt.
Yeah.
The praise blocked the negative attitude.
Yeah.
When you begin to praise God, God gets up there. He was jealous. He loves the praise. Because when the praises go up, he's going to start to bless you. When the praises go up, he's going to lead you the way that you need to go. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Somebody ought to say amen. If you want to get to your destiny, you got to start with a prayer. You got to start with a prayer. You got to start with a prayer. For the people who don't know Jesus Christ as their personal savior, you got to start with a confession.
And once you get your confession, he can get a break.
Yes,
and once you get a break, he can get to know that. Somebody, I feel good. I'm getting ready to cross over. See, over here in the holiness. Over here is where they complain. Over here is where they had doubt. Over here, I'm hearing from you. I wish you'd hurry up and shut up. I wish you'd hurry up and go home. What are we going to eat when we leave here? What are we going to do? Yes, the Moses generation. I'm coming over here to the people that want to pray. For the people who wonder, I got a kick on this door. I got a kick to my destiny. I got a kick on what I'm doing. He said, I got to pray, God. I got to have the program, God. Because the glory of the Lord is my strength. I feel good.
Thank you. Thank you.
$DERICK, the letter O, 3:2. So, this deal that the Lord lay on your heart to give.
Right.
Just bless the man inside. He preached his heart out.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Great work.
Great job.
There you go. I hope everybody had a good time tonight. I hope everybody had something, a little nugget, a big nugget from the Lord. Heard something that hurt your heart. Heard something about crossing over, about being on this side. You know, I'm no longer on this side, I'm now on this side.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you was on that side, now you should be a little. Even if you're watching on Facebook Live, if you felt like you was on the left side, hopefully now you're on the right side. If you listen to get up our radio, hopefully, if you felt like you was on the left side, hopefully you're now on the Joshua side.
Yeah.
Good way to cross over the door.
That's good.
So,
that's good.
So we want to give God all the glory and honor for tonight. Is this an annual?
You don't know.
And just be walking and just singing and thanking the Lord.
Yes, sir.
just giving you glory. Nobody even knows to do that but Shalom.
Right.
It don't have to be a smoke for nobody.
Right.
The only time you can do that is when you're in front of people just so they can say, right. If you do it, right. And there's an issue, there's a problem with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're talking good, sir.
Amen.
Talking good.
Amen. Amen. Did you have a good time?
Amen.
Bishop, we're going to leave space to be like the same thing. Okay.
Good. Bless you, sir.
Well, there'll be nothing else.
Amen.
Amen.
Great job.
Just be encouraged. Be encouraged. That's just not a phrase. That's just not a saying.
Mm-hmm.
Be encouraged.
Yeah.
I mean that from my heart.
Yes,
be
sir.
Encouraged.
Yes, sir.
Because you with Jesus is weak.
Yes.
All you need is Jesus.
Yes.
You don't need nobody but Him.
Yes.
You win.
Always.
Him on your side. If everybody turned away from you, that's okay.
That's right.
I hurt a little bit. But
right.
You know that I got Jesus on my side. But I win regardless of what somebody else says to me.
That's right. That's right. The who don't matter. Who don't matter.
What you've done tonight. We're going to be able to come over to come in the King's Church. We thank you for your man service, O God, who spoke your word tonight. We thank you for each and every one that speaks your word tonight. Everyone that's watching on the Facebook tonight. Everyone that's listening or taking off our talk radio. All over the world, even in the United States, London, Germany, the Bahamas. We just give you glory that somebody's soul was crushed tonight. And that somebody knew the cross over.
Yeah.
And that somebody knew the cross over. To your side. To the right side. The homeless. The real. And we say thank you right now. We give you glory. We give you honor. For there is none like you. None like you. King of all people. You said you are the way. And you know
something, man.
Great job.